to DITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, you're listening to CITR. It's 11 a.m, which means it's time for Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. You just heard Breakfast for the Browns with that wonderful exit song there. That's ingrained in my mind, and I know it's time to hop on and start the show. So thanks to Breakfast for the Browns, and this is Australian music and Canadian music. We always start with the Australian and get into the new Canadian music towards the end, and I always love doing a bit of a history lesson at the start of the show. There's, I guess, 50 years worth of Australian rock and roll to get through, and oh geez, it's just barely scratching the surface here. I'm going to start with a song called "The Human Being" by the Coloured Balls. Now, generally, I play, I guess, you know, garage rock or punk maybe at the start, but I'm going to play a few sort of hard rock songs. The Coloured Balls are a really interesting band from way back in a time when I guess maybe the mainstream music at the time was quite uninspiring. I guess the mid '70s. The Coloured Balls were led by Lobby Lloyd, who's in certain circles a real legend, a guitar legend in Australia. And this song is, it's really interesting. They basically were a band that had a large following by a subculture known as the Sharpies. Now, the Sharpies were kind of like a do-it-yourself subculture, kind of like skinhead punks, but they had a very specific way of being in the world. They wore tailored pants and Italian boots with quite ugly looking cropped haircuts with a rat tail out the back, which was described as a proto-mullet by some people. So there are basically gangs of short-haired young guys who listened to certain bands, and the Coloured Balls was one of them. And so I guess Sydney and Melbourne is where the Sharpies mostly predominated. And anyway, I'll get onto the music. This is the Coloured Balls, a song called Human Being. You also hear the Angels and the Hunters Collectors after that. So three hard rock songs. Here we go. This is from the early 70s.
Today. watching the world go by. Make love in the middle of a war zone. Hey, you're never gonna die.
Time.
name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Chris Horrific coming up with Parts Unknown today at midday. And before that, you'll hear alternative news. Not midday, 1 p.m. Chris Horrific. We are playing Australian music here, as we do every Thursday morning. And we just played their three pub rock songs. Usually I play some hardcore or garage rock, but these three bands were more sort of hard rock, pub rock. The Hunters and Collectors there were a seminal band that formed in 1981. You heard their 1990 hit, When the Rivers Run Dry. They were featuring Mark Seymour on vocals. They were around for quite a long time, put out 9 studio albums, 3 live albums, and a number of EPs and singles. And Mark Seymour is still a fixture on the circuit as a solo artist. In the middle was the Angels. That's another band, a very seminal pub rock band that played all around Australia for many, many years. And you heard the song there called Face the Day. And at the start, the Coloured Balls, that I guess they're kind of a cult band there that were a big part of the Sharpies scene. The Sharpies were that subculture that I mentioned. Apologies for the sound there. They're really such a rare band, despite their brilliance. I could only find a really ratty old YouTube video of a live television appearance. And so that song you heard at the top of the set by the Coloured Balls there, I'd like to someday track down a better recording and play it for you, because they are a really cool band. So I was talking about the Sharpies. So they were a subculture. I'm not really old enough to have been around at the time, but I'm just going to read a bit of a quote from the Rose Tattoo vocalist Angry Anderson. He described the Sharpies as it was a cult thing against the long hairs. The Sharpies is an old Australian term for a guy who lives at the racetrack, and they're really nattily dressed, and they're always smooth-talking people who never work but always have a quid. The teenagers picked up this thing Sharpie, and we always used to dress really well. Crisp knit jumpers and t-shirts, cardigans, and get our trousers made, and we all had crew cuts. You'll notice two guys in my band, we've got what we called a droog, or a skinhead cut, still real short with tails. So take a look at the back of the Rose Tattoo album, Scarred for Life, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So I wonder what it would have been like back then in the suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne. Kind of rough. And Damien Lovelock from the Celibate Rifles, he wrote a song about the Paddo Sharps. The Celibate Rifles were an amazing surf punk band from Sydney, and they're still around, actually. They formed in the early 80s, and Damien Lovelock's got a really great lyrical ability, real social commentator. I'm going to play you a song that he wrote about the Sharps called the Paddo Sharps. Paddo, I think he's probably referring to Paddington in Sydney. And this is actually from one of the more recent albums at the start of the new millennium. I'm going to play you the Paddo Sharps by the Celibate Rifles, and they're a band I'd like to feature more prominently in the coming weeks because they're just one of the world's great punk acts. Here we go. A song about the Sharpies.
The back of the pants are high, wings, it couldn't be wide. stumbled into room 421 at the Gramercy Park Hotel. It's 3 a.m. in New York. We sat for a while. We started to talk. We started to smile. Then he played a song I knew very well. 3 a.m. in New York at the Gramercy Park Hotel. Passed the guitar round over and over and over again, till one of us broke a string. It was probably him. But the songs came out strong. They were loud, they were long. There were songs about girls, about boys, sung a lot, screamed a lot. We made lots of noise.
We'll be right back. Whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Welcome back to CITR here in Vancouver and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I'm your host, Matthew, and we're still in the Australian part of the show, Canadian coming up towards the second half. The top of the set was Celibate Rifles with the Paddo Sharps. So I was explaining before about that the Sharpies were a subculture of, well, not really skinheads, but they had a bit of that aesthetic. They had sort of a rat's tail at the back of their head, and they were kind of a rough kind of subculture in Sydney and Melbourne in the 70s. And the Celibate Rifles there with Damien Lovelock on vocals. I will be playing them more in the coming weeks. In the middle was Ben Lee, that fantastic solo artist, with his song Gramercy Park Hotel. So that was sounded like that was written about his experience hanging out in New York. And he's a very lucky guy. Ben Lee was picked up with a record deal after his first gig at a library book sale, which brought him actually very quickly to a tour with Sonic Youth. And Thurston Moore became a big fan and a champion of his band Noise Addict. And that song you heard came out in around 1995 on a solo album. Ben Lee was, yeah, he just lived the life. He was, I think, married to Claire Danes for a while, that Hollywood actress, when he was only in his early to mid-20s. Very lucky guy. And Tim Rogers there with one of his solo efforts, When You're Sad, one of his recent solo albums. And anyone who tuned in last week would have heard me interview Gabrielle from the fabulous band Dead Letter Chorus from Sydney, who just played here at the Railway Club last week. And Dead Letter Chorus is the name of a UMI song, Tim Rogers, that last song there in the set, is the singer from UMI, and big influence on Dead Letter Chorus, the band. And last week you heard Gabrielle being interviewed, and I saw them play at the Railway Club, and they were fabulous. Definitely have a check out their album, The August Magnificent, and keep your ears peeled for an eventual return. I dare say they will be returning to Canada. They've had really great reception here, and Dan Mangan played with them at the Railway Club, and it was a really great night last Tuesday. So we're going to press on now. So Tim Rogers with from UMI, he was that last song in the set, When You're Sad, and I was just reading an interview with him online. He had a few picks, some of his favourite bands at the moment, and one of them is this band called Super Wild Horses from Melbourne. So I wanted to play some new music now from Melbourne. And coming up, you may hear some Eddie Current's Suppression Ring, that great new band, so keep your ears peeled. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and this is Super Wild Horses from Melbourne.
Stop.
You're listening to CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we've just started the Canadian part of the set, or of the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We heard their Lightning Dust with their album. It's called Infinite Light. The first track of that is Antonia Jane. And before that was still a couple of Australian tracks. We heard Eddie Current Suppression Ring, of course, that great band that's been getting a fair bit of airplay around. Even here, Chris Horrific has been playing Eddie Current Suppression Ring. You heard that cute little song there, I Can Be a Jerk, and I challenge anyone to argue that they can't be a jerk. Everyone can be a jerk at some stage. We all can. We're all jerks sometimes. That's a cool little track by Eddie Current, Suppression Ring. And also at the start of the set, you heard the Super Wild Horses there. And they're a band that Tim Rogers from UMI has recommended in a recent interview I read with him online. So this is CITR.
This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? Thank you for tuning in for Stranded this week to hear some Australian music, and we're playing some Canadian tracks. Now, this is a really great city that's popped into the station. It's called Sweet Treats, live sessions from CJSW. That is the station in Calgary. It's 90.9 FM. This is a series of live sessions, and I want to play a band called the Mylian Sheaths because I've noticed that they're on the bill for a great festival coming up called Wired Alberta, or Wired, W-Y-R-D, Wired Alberta. It's headlined by women. There's lots of great bands here. I guess it's a alternative festival hosted by the Wired Canada, which is an initiative of the former music director from CJSW, Aaron Levine. So I see the Mylian Sheaths are on the bill here. Who else have we got here? The Cosmetics, the Grand Trine, the Sharp Ends, the Wicked Awesomes from Edmonton, great band there, who apparently are breaking up, unfortunately. That's one of the last chances you'll get to see them. So Wired Alberta, it's on April 30th in Calgary, May 1st in Edmonton, and May 2nd in Lethbridge. So I'm going to play for you now a little tidbit so you can get a sense of what you might hear if you were able to attend that festival. So this is the Mylian Sheaths. This was recorded on June 26th in 2009 at the CJSW Studios there in Calgary, and the song is called Do the Mental Twist.
We'll be right back. catching me with her flames. She's just a pimp, don't be a pawn in her game. She tried to live forever, but she died in the flame.
I'm tripping, slipping, searching for some wisdom. Since I'm a thinking, I've been thinking, I'm a sleeping victim. Incline my ear to listen, I was blind, I'm here to switch it. This is when I call to you, I'm calling, falling now. Falling up to walk with you, I'm here to put it down. Anything I don't know, download to my soul. Let me be free so I can free those in potholes. Let me sleep easy like the beaches in Tahoe. Help me see clearly, you perform the impossible.
Free to live, free to love, free to get up. Free to get out and get up and move on. Free to love, free to get up, free to get out and get up and move on. From all the pain, all the times I ever cried, for those who spoke lies, I'm gonna make it. From all the days, all the rage, I've thrown aside, I know I'm still alive, not forsaken.
I've been on and off, searching for a better job. Hip-hop gave me an outlet to set it off. My God says I'm free to just sing a song. I walk straight to goals as if my team won. Like the Pentagon, free to drop a bigger bomb. Figured my sisters and brothers, they need a leader, son. Teeter-totted, not wanting to bother. Children need a father, not just payment with dollars. Home of the brave, we're known to rescue and save. In a moment we change, we can't settle for slaves. Hold to the dream, go big or go home. Freedom's in the heart, mind, body and soul.
Free to live, free to love, free to get up. Free to get out and get up and move on. Free to live, free to love, free to get up. Free to get out and get up and move on. From all the pain, all the times I ever cried, for those who spoke lies, I'm gonna make it. From all the days, all the rage I felt inside, I know I'm still alive, not forsaken.
Okay, welcome back to CITR. We've reached the tail end of the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And as always, we finish up there with some new Canadian music, some hip-hop. There is a compilation that's arrived called 2010 Canadian Rap Future Superstars, and that song was called Free by the group Manifest. And before that, some more hip-hop, Let's Go to War, and the album's Carmageddon. Carmageddon, and the song called Burning Down the Disco. And that's pretty much it. We've got alternative music, alternative radio coming up right after this last song. I'm just going to leave you actually with one last Australian track. This is a band that have just broken up. They're, I guess, a big seminal 90s band that have been around for a long, long time, and they've announced a big farewell tour called Powderfinger. And I guess encroached on the mainstream somewhat, so I'm going to play one of their very, very old songs that's back when they were more of an independent band. This is called Tail, a band called Powderfinger, named after a Neil Young song. So here we go, and Chris Horrific coming up also at 1 p.m. Okay, have a nice day.
J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Thank you. It's widely held that the post-September 11th world will never be the same. And there's no doubt that 9/11 was an event of historic importance. However, it's less clear how it's going to affect the emerging framework of world power. Personally, I'm rather skeptical. I suspect that we may discover down the road that it has established more firmly tendencies that are already underway and are rather deep-rooted. Well, to clarify the